And this is something you've been working on, and I don't mean the show, but I mean you've been working on this subject for a long, long time.
Well, we all have. When I say all of us, I mean all us space enthusiasts and visionary types and daydreamers and sci-fi readers and anybody who grew up watching astronauts go into orbit or go to the moon. And we are at a fulcrum. We are at a dividing moment in history, as you're going to hear from our really interesting guests tonight, who have been chosen specifically for the three separate areas that are challenged by the president's proposed space policy and NASA budget for 2011. We really have some important decisions to make as a country, as a people, as the Coast family, and I'm going to challenge at the end of the evening this Coast family to respond to both the White House and the Congress with their views, with their expression of intent, because that's ultimately what this show is all about. But all of us have been waiting, you know, you and me, most of our lives for the kind of decisions that are facing us, which could possibly result in you and me, as I said a few days ago, literally going into orbit and maybe even, George, doing Coast from the moon. That is not, no. That is not beyond the realm of possibility.
That's exciting.
It's extraordinary and it's real. It can be done with current technology. As you're going to hear tonight, there's a lot of ferment, particularly going back to the Reagan years, that NASA was not really the employer of technologies that would make this democratization possible, but actually kind of standing in the way, that its very presence was disenchanting and deterring the private corporations and the private space endeavors that would have to come together to make it cheap enough and safe enough to get you and me and a lot of the folks that are listening to us into orbit and back again all in one piece. Tonight we stand at this dividing line, this threshold, where if enough people really want this, we have matured a technology to where it really is possible. But the political impediments and the steps to get from where we are tonight to where we need to be are going to be what's going to occupy us for the next 4 hours.
And it seems to be, Richard, still up in the air. I mean, just a few weeks ago, I would have said, okay, we're not going back to the moon. We may never get to Mars, at least in our lifetime. Now, this week, things seem to be confusing again. It seems like NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden might want to fight for a little bit more.
Well, look, I'm going to divulge something at the top of the show that I'm going to kind of limb out when we get our friend, you know, Charlie Boyle on, who has been...
That'll be our third hour, and then he may stick around with you for calls.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Charlie has been with the space program almost from the beginning, and he was one of the extraordinarily important people that helped me put together the original Enterprise mission in Washington, D.C. as the educational project at Dunbar Senior High on Capitol Hill that had a lot of NASA input, a lot of NASA support, a lot of NASA, technology and people visiting, talking to the students, up to and including the then NASA Administrator Admiral Richard Truly. And it's Charlie's perspective that we are at this momentous dividing line between the NASA that used to be, the NASA that Kennedy called forth in terms of that grand vision of going where no one had gone before, namely the moon, in a breathtakingly short period of time, 8 years, and the NASA that we have tonight, which again stands at this precipice where it's the people who ultimately are going to make the final decision. And what I'm going to reveal is what I think is a very, very interesting and crucial political strategy on the part of this administration, on the part of the president and his designated NASA administrator, Charlie Bolden, ex-Marine General Charlie Bolden. Because as I've been saying to some of my colleagues, this ain't the last word. This is only the opening word. And what I see is a 4D chess game that will ultimately wind up with the space program that we deserve, provided, to kind of paraphrase Ben Franklin, we all can keep it In other words, I think this administration is waiting for and is open to and has been listening carefully to the reactions of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, who are united in about the only, you know, activity that Congress seems to be able to get together on, that what Obama's proposing is not enough by half, and there has to be, in the words of Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. Well, tonight I'm hoping we can lay out with our three extraordinarily interesting guests the rest of the NASA story and the rest of the NASA future, in which we are all, if we play our cards right, going to be intimately involved and will benefit.